This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's time for the crossover. Let's welcome in Dan Dibley and Mark Grandy.
Yeah, Mark and Dan.
Happy
and
Friday,
Mark.
Guys. How's
yes,
it going?
Yes, sir. Goo Appreciation Day.
I appreciate you, Goo.
That's
my
guy.
I appreciate you.
You don't like the, yes, sir. That's a classic Vern Lundquist call.
It is.
From the Masters. Hello, friends.
But Steiny uses it every time on the thread. Yeah, Vern.
Joe Shasky Dibs invited Guru and I onto his show earlier this week. So
this
Guru
is
and
what
I,
it got to me.
Guru and I actually were on Shasky's show for an extra hour, 9 o'clock. We did a whole hour.
You mean the morning roast, right?
Correct.
It's not just Shasky's show.
Right. I couldn't think of who he was hosting with lately.
I love it.
I'm kidding, Spadone.
Shout out Spadone.
You did a whole extra hour?
Yeah, we did 5 hours and 10 minutes.
Five and a half, including the car. Yeah.
But it was fine. Anyway, Shasky sent us a text and just said, hey, guys, seriously, I appreciate coming in. And I said, I answered, yes, sir.
With exclamation points, Diz. It's like... It's a saying, but it's kind of old.
It's acknowledging that you got it, buddy.
Because he got mad and gave us a list of sayings he doesn't like.
Such as?
Stand on business.
I love stand on business.
I hate it.
Or he's in his bag. Remember that?
He's in his bag.
My new favorite is say less, which is, basically when, somebody says something that's a good point, say less.
Which, I like that, Dibs.
Not pay less, but just say less.
Mm-hmm. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That's a classic guru.
Yeah, that's an original.
Yeah, I'd like him to lose it.
Like that couple that got busted at the game.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, like
what
you at 24 Hour playing basketball. Ew, check it out. 7-4. No, 6-5. And it's really...
What were you going to say, Goo? Say it.
No. Everybody understood that's finessing the game. And some dudes are on it, and they kind of love that.
Are you on it?
Oh, I used to do it all the time. It didn't work all the time, but Steiny got, you're that guy ruining the game. But how are you two?
Doing great, yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm irritated. Oh, I could save it. Or we could get to it now.
No. You can save it. You got 11 minutes to what's bugging you.
Is it officially what's
bugging? No, it's the breaking news that Evan gave us about Ricky Pearsall. So you got this situation with Juwan Jennings. Debo's gone. Your boy's in sick bay. Ricky Pearsall's a baby, but Herm Edwards told you, Dibs, Willard and Dibs, he didn't say he's fragile. You got to save him from yourself. How the hell do you got a hammy issue? And this is the offseason. You had to have pads on. Make it make sense to me. And I told him, shout out Dr. Dre and Snoop, when you're this young and you get that soft tissue, it can be chronic.
Nice. Yeah, that's a four, and bless you for that. I was wondering where you were going with it, and you know, he's had a couple of different soft tissue injuries, right? And he's just now entering his second year, and I just am a little bit concerned about what he's doing in the offseason to get ready and what he should be doing. I don't know if he needs to be doing Pilates or doing yoga with Moses and Kavon or doing something other than what he's doing, right? What he is doing is clearly not getting him ready to be camp prepared to play a football season. So that one is, I wasn't shocked by it because Ricky Pearsall's had a little bit of this dogging him early in his career, but it is troubling when you've got Juwan, I want more money. Ayuk is out for
also on the PUP list.
Right, yeah. And I think he'll start the season on PUP, which makes sense. So right now, if you think about your receivers, you've got a contract frustrated Juwan. You've got Ricky who can't go to camp. You've got Ayuk coming off an ACL. What are we doing here,
guys? Does this help Juwan?
Probably.
Yeah, leverage-wise, yeah.
Just to clear up any confusion, there's two PUP lists. There's the one that happens in the regular season, which, as Dib said, is probably where Ayuk might end up being, which means it costs you four games at least.
Yeah.
And then there's this PUP list, which you can be taken off this PUP list in training camp at any point. So, like, Pearsall could legitimately be taken off on Tuesday when they report. Right. But the fact that he's on it in the first place, when Kyle Shanahan spoke in late May saying that he should be ready for mini camp in a couple of weeks and he's not even ready now for training camp, I'm a little worried.
Yeah. Thibs, did you use the word weird or, like, I'm shocked, like, a young dude like that, what have you, like, this could just be nothing he's doing wrong. It could just be his body. Let's hope it's not that.
Well, it shouldn't be his body because when he was at Arizona State, he was able to play and play football. So I'm just a little troubled by it. And I don't know if he needs to take a different approach to the offseason, but it's not Joe Namath struggling, but it is troubling.
Nah, that's a four.
Troubling.
He's thotty laugh.
I mean, it's the second straight camp where he's been a little bit hampered. And so, I don't know, it reminds me of my my dad when he had his midlife crisis car.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. It must have been 1980. He was about 45, and he got himself the MLCC, the midlife crisis car. And he bought a Triumph Spitfire. It was bright orange with racing stripes. It was a convertible, and it was like, go, Dwayne, do your thing. Live your dream. That thing was in the shop like 7 months a year. Ooh, one of the carburetor, leaking the oil, something this, something that. And, you know, the foreign car repair market is very expensive. So reminds me a little bit of Ricky Pearsall where, man, shiny first-round wide receiver, but that thing's always in the shop.
Wow.
Triumph Spitfire, Steiny.
My brother had one, and then he didn't.
No way.
Yeah.
He had that same car.
Yeah.
A little two-seater.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of an MG Midget. I think they called him.
Same idea.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he had one, and then he didn't.
Yeah, and you never went the midlife crisis car route, the MLCC.
Well, I had a Saturn.
Yeah, and I had a baby.
Yeah,
so there you go. There you go. Anyway.
Yeah. Let's see. That was Goo Appreciation Day.
I told him.
Why? I mean,
beautiful.
Do you really want
to answer that?
It's probably because you didn't have a lot of content today, and so you concocted
damn, Dibs.
I appreciate you every single day of the week.
Radio's theater of the mind.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Did you guys see the wall? The wall of appreciation?
Yeah.
No Daryl Johnson.
It seemed like everybody got at least one.
Did you get one?
I got one.
From?
Marcy.
Okay.
From popping in on our show.
Yeah,
I guess
I was doing
great.
All right. Goober didn't have any. And
nor do I.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
But then you should have a day today, too.
Well, I make sure that I smile and I'm happy with everybody. I open doors. And I don't want it, but it's just like, wow. I've told him, and I shared on air yesterday, every email that props up that person, I'm thinking, this might be the one.
Yep.
Brandy, Evan did it. And it hadn't happened. And I kind of just went off yesterday, like, not going, like, and that this is how this was birthed.
Okay.
The fact that he goes, and they had 49er Frankie calling. He was a surprise caller.
That's pretty cool.
And the caller showing me love.
Yeah, a lot of callers showed him
love. So I begged for it, basically.
He did. He did. Kind of like he did with invite to Bonte's wedding.
Well, that was Curly. Everybody's. No, I didn't want to go to Curly's.
Well, anybody's really good. Yeah. Anybody's really
good. I didn't make the original cut for Curly's. I'm not going to be second fiddle, Grandy.
You wanted to go to my daughter's.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Knowing I'm not supposed to be here.
By the way, why weren't you invited to Willard's?
Well, no one was.
Well you kind of was.
But still.
Yeah, Dibs wasn't there that day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, and I actually...
Dibs wasn't there that day.
I did get the...
I was invited to Willard's.
I got the... Yeah. Well, I mean, not really. You got the guilt invite, I'm sure.
No.
We can talk
they
about
wanted
it.
Him.
Can we?
Yeah.
Are you sure
you
we can talk
no,
about it?
I was supposed to officiate it.
I'm out on this one.
I got
one.
Scared.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You got scared.
I didn't want to mess up, and then they're like, who the hell is this dude? Like, had it been yours, I would have knew everybody, you know?
Yeah. I mean, probably would have known nobody at mine, other than my sister, Hurricane Gale.
Let me get this straight, just so the listeners know. Mark Willard got married yesterday to Christy.
Yeah.
And a few months back, he asked you.
They both did.
To officiate the wedding.
Yeah. And we were all out and about. We were having a company
function. And you were excited as hell about it, Goo.
But I was a few in. But yeah, so.
You were excited.
But then when I thought about what it meant, Dibs, I didn't want to mess it up.
You wouldn't have.
Yeah. I mean, you just read the script. You go ahead and script it out, and then you read off the cards.
All right, guys. Just let me that was the reason.
Okay. Yeah. No worries. I can confirm. I can make it official that they actually did make it official. And I was sent a picture by the two of them today of the lovely couple with their myriad of children, all five
beautiful.
Of the kids there. Beautiful, glamorous, luxurious.
That's
the bride was resplendent.
Okay. All right. Oh, my gosh. What?
You're real tough when he's not around.
Thank you.
Oh, Mark, how was the wedding, Mark?
Oh, I cannot wait to hear about it. He's back Monday, right?
Next Monday.
Yeah. He is not back.
They're heading out on a trip now.
Doing an impersonation of, you're not going to get mad because it was funny.
I don't care.
Of his new vodka read with Willard. I wish Evan had it so you could hear it.
Oh, no. It's funny because I actually do impersonate. We do the same thing, the impersonations all the time. Mark, I'm loving it early. No velvet rope. All
no
the
velvet
stuff.
Rope needed.
That's right.
You know what that means, Willard.
Oh, I love my guys, man.
Hey, Mike, you see what you started?
Actually, we started it because during our show, occasionally there'll be the inside joke where, you know, Mark will say, hey, you know, what do you think of the Giants so far in this series? I'm loving it early, Mark. So the phrase, I'm loving it early, has now become part of the lexicon of my world.
See, we didn't know, Stoney.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's great. I'm proud of you. You got a little endorsement
look
going.
Look at him.
You know, that and Dr. Darby Clayson at...
Lawton Skilled Nursing.
Thank you, the Lawton Skilled
look
Nursing.
Look at my man.
So, I'll tell you what, new vodka has as much success as Lawton Skilled Nursing. They're going to be the next big thing in the Bay.
Yeah, I love
Lawton
it.
Skilled Nursing, 5-star, Dibs.
Yeah.
You know that?
No,
I know that.
And you're nailing it, and you're moving the chains. And whenever I think about Lawton Skilled Nursing, I think about Dr. Darby Clayson.
Yes.
Love it. Can I get a quick Giant takeoff before we get
Do
into
it.
What's
Go ahead. Get it off.
So one of my fetishes is I look at the starting pitchers for baseball. When I wake up, I grab the phone. I'm in fantasy baseball. Why is Verlander taking the bump game one in Toronto when Robbie Ray did much of nothing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? You've had five. Why is he not pitching today against a good Blue Jay team?
Well, it would be his turn because, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, pitch. But I do think that there's a couple things at play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
One, Verlander's coming off a pretty good outing. And two, from my own mind, I think you want to see Verlander twice, if not three times, before the deadline to really see if you need to do something about Justin Verlander. Logan Webb pitched, what, one inning and 11 pitches? Yeah. But the adrenaline and the flight and all the rest of it, you don't want him to have to rush back out there. So you go Verlander, Ray, Webb. I don't know if that's the order, but that's what I would do, honestly.
It's going Verlander, Webb, Ray
okay.
to begin.
So, yeah. I mean, honestly, you're going to have him pitch in this series, but for me...
He's got to get a win soon, right? It means nothing, but it does mean, like, damn.
Well, you want him to pitch better. You want him to continue to try to, like, rehab his season. So you go ahead and you take a look on this day, and then he would pitch on, I guess, the 23rd, and then he would pitch again on the 28th or 29th, and so you get three starts before the deadline.
He's going to pitch in Atlanta, but this also sets up, because you have Toronto, then you have Atlanta, then you're home against the Mets.
Right.
You set up Webb and Ray to begin the Mets series.
Right.
So I think that might be also what they're going for, to make sure those two dudes pitch in that series.
Good call.
All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And, you know, you might be able to see the gopher mounds, but the real damage is happening below the surface. Gophers and moles can tear up your property quickly, but they can also do it without you noticing. At Cope Pest Control, they offer effective removal and proven prevention to stop the digging before it gets worse. Mention you heard about ATCO on What's Bugging You and get 10% off any gopher or mole treatment this month. And check out ATCOPestControl.com. Boom. Who wants to start?
I'll go. Mine is mostly silly and frivolous, but it actually is affecting me this week. It's the Open Championship app. Right now we have the Open Championship going on, which some would call the British Open.
All right.
And this app is only worthwhile for 4 days a year. And so every year I download the app on the Wednesday before the tournament, and so you can follow along with the leaderboard on your phone. And normally you can also get live feed and live videos, but first of all, you download the app on Wednesday, and by Thursday morning, it's saying this app needs to be updated. You're telling me I need to update the app even though I downloaded it 11 hours ago? What is wrong with you? So you hit update, and it updates, and there's no real change. And then you go to... like watch live, and now I have to create an account and give you my email address. Even though it's free, I need to create an account to be able to watch the live golf on my phone. No thank you, Open Championship. I don't want 361 days of your spam. Open Championship app, you stink.
Wow.
I like it.
Well, I do
like
too.
I'll go next, because mine is also somewhat related to technology. What's bugging me today is the self checkout aisle at grocery stores.
Okay. Become crowded.
They do become crowded, and there's nothing worse than waiting like 15 minutes in a line to check out of a grocery store. But the self-checkout, if you get like a wonky computer or whatever piece of equipment that is where you have to scan the item and it tells you, please remove your item from the basket area. Put your item in the basket. There's nothing in the basket area. Please take it out of the bagging area. I don't have anything in the bagging area. And then if it can't fix itself, you have to wait for somebody to come over and assist you. And that's a 5-minute wait by itself. The whole point of this is to make it easy and simple on us, the customers. But I half the time find myself more frustrated going through the self-checkout. So what's bugging me is self-checkout lines.
Wow, Grant.
I like it.
I'm not mad. In the hood, they just walk out. They wait that 5 minutes.
That's the self-checkout.
I've seen it.
I'm going to check myself out with these items. Yeah, it happens.
What you got, Steiny?
All right. What's bugging me, and this is, Grandy, I hate to do this.
Oh.
Wow.
You hate to see it, Evan.
Uh-oh.
You bugged me this week.
What did I do? It's because I texted you guys while you were on the show?
So, here at Odyssey, we have a standard, okay? We set a standard here, the older generation that the younger generation really should try to follow. And you were in Vegas earlier this week. Now, Dan Dibley's a little bit older than you, and he's got a small child. So I understand why he stayed in, got some sleep. Brandy, how old are you?
29.
You're 29 years old.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Okay? And let me be clear. Right off, this is not about drinking. You went to bed in Vegas at 10 o'clock.
No, I did not.
You said you didn't stay out late.
The other day you told us you were
not
bed.
That late. I got back to the hotel at midnight.
Well,
I mean,
that works too in Vegas.
Is that not...
Brandy... There's a long history of Odyssey people in Vegas. It goes back to Fortinbaugh and Chris Townsend. Mm. And what it's unheard of. It's unprecedented. A 29-year-old, you did not represent the company well.
I apologize.
And even if you didn't want to do it, this is why I harp on being a team player.
This is great.
That's a team player would have gone out in Vegas. Despite not wanting to, they would have made a little sacrifice. But now, we're thought of differently here at Odyssey. Reminds of the Vegas.
I set a terrible example, huh?
And you know what? Not to us, but to the younger people here. The Carter Chickering.
Yeah.
He's not younger than me.
That is too funny, Grandy.
The Ken Littrells.
I think
also older.
I think right. Risotto might be the only one younger.
All right. Well, he's important to... be a good role model too, and you weren't.
Yeah, even the future Odyssey employees who are out there somewhere, there's a kid who's 13 listening who will someday be here at Odyssey, and he's thinking, "Huh, man, I hope that I can someday go to Vegas and stay out till midnight, just like Mark Randy."
Oh man, that's all pretty right, good.
It's a good one, Steiny. Thank you.
Well, nobody asked, but Saturday I went to the summer league game solo. I parked somewhere I shouldn't have. And I knew that going in, so when I came out, I had company. It was a meter maid. And I just want to say this because it's happened time and time again. Look, I was in the wrong. But just act like you don't have fun. Write me the ticket. I tried to talk myself out of it. I got it. But there was a look of like, gotcha, and I don't like that. It's out of control. You're writing people up left and right. If you're going to do it, which you are, don't act like you like it, Dibs. Just have some compassion. So that's what's bugging me, meter maids. When you cite people, even when they don't know they're in the wrong, I knew I was in the wrong, don't get glory out of it because, Dibs, they have this look of like,
right.
I'm one step closer to quota.
So you're saying that an employee for a company can't enjoy their job? Is that what you're saying?
No, when your job is bad news to the hardworking people and you know what you do, don't enjoy it.
I mean, they're allowed to enjoy their job.
No,
not like they...
See, I could see you writing a ticket. You're to what I'm talking about.
If this,
be like, oh,
if this career happens to go south, the first place I'm going is to... to SFPD or OPD, I would love to ride one of those little putt-putt mobiles.
Oh. So you get off on other people's misery.
I don't get off on it, but I have a deep and unabiding respect for the law. And if you're parked where you're not supposed to park, and I can and print out a ticket and slap it on your windshield.
Oh, Grandy.
That's fine. As long as the, and I don't believe that we in the business like the term meter maid anymore.
True. We in the business?
Eventually I'm going to be there. We prefer to be called PEOs, parking enforcement officers.
No, no. I'll call you a meter maid.
I'm with you.
Do you call the mailman a mailman?
Even if
the mailman happens to be a female or non-binary? No, it's a postal carrier.
Did you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Some people's jobs are giving people bad news and they get off on it.
I got fired by this very station March 11th, 2014. I went out for a midday.
I'm laughing with you, not at you.
I went out. Well, it's been 11 years, so I'm over it. I went out for a midday salve with my dear friend Sal Castaneda,
right,
Dana
Sal.
Ali, and Matt Steinmetz. We went to a place that's now defunct.
I know. It's not around anymore.
The Graduate.
Okay.
The Graduate. So we go
great
inside
place.
For a
Dustin Hoffman.
For a midday libation. Nice. It was a libation sensation. And yes, I was gone. As I'm in there, I look out, and I'm getting a ticket. And so
you gotta be kidding me.
Hours after I got let go by, I think it was Entercom at the time, okay, but it's neither here nor there.
I know. We know the people.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all that matters.
Yeah, and Jeremiah Crow apparently wept in his office. Wait, I got fired and you're crying? But I digest. Okay. So I go out there, and this parking enforcement officer, he wasn't a meter maid, he was about 6'1", 280, and I go, whoa, dude, I just got fired today. And he's like, gave me the shrug. I said, at least let me snap a couple pictures. And he's like, sure. So I said, okay, hold on, lift up the windshield wiper, and so we did a full photo shoot. And I didn't feel bad for him. He's doing his job.
Oh,
and I wasn't doing my job because I didn't have a job. But that's just the way it goes, Goon.
Oh, if I get out to my car before they put the ticket on my windshield,
on it, Grandy,
it shouldn't count.
Speak on it.
I think they have. Everybody learns this first is, well, I've already started.
Once you start,
used to have the carbon. I already started.
Yeah.
They know back at the precinct that I've already started riding.
Oh, my God.
You
gosh, want to
talk about
Dibs,
bad beats?
Honest.
About a month and a half ago, I was on College Avenue in Oakland, and my lovely wife, Supper, who you guys got to see a couple days ago, she wanted to run into a boutique to just do a little shopping for 5 minutes. So I pull over into the bus zone.
Uh-oh.
And
I'm
just sitting there, right? And I'm in the car, no worries, no big deal. 7 minutes go by. And no parking enforcement officer comes
you
by.
You almost said meter, man.
Almost dropped it.
Nobody comes by, and she gets in the car. We leave. 3 weeks later, we get a ticket in the mail. Apparently, what they have now is it's AI. What? So the buses, and apparently a bus drove by.
You gotta be kidding me.
They didn't need to use the bus area, but the bus just drove by, and like AI snapped a pic of me in the zone, $120.
There's no... Jeez. If this happens in the UN, I'm finished.
Well, I do know that
oh, my God, dude. What is going on?
I did hear about 3 months ago that people had been getting tickets unknown like that.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we're having a 60-day grace period, but just to let you know, like, you're going to be ticketed. So you got a warning like the first 2 months.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's after that.
Must have been.
Wow.
And I wrote a letter of protest, and I'm waiting to hear back. And in typical fashion,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Had to mail the letter of protest for an Oakland ticket to Rancho Cucamonga. Oakland can't have their own resources to meet out a dispute. So we're sitting and waiting. Yeah. I don't like my chances, but that was a lesson. Somebody's watching you. I got hit by AI for a ticket.
Yeah, they need more of our chicken, Grandy, and they're doing it that way with AI. And nobody showed up. You're thinking you're good. What's in the mail?
I was in the car. And if a bus would have pulled up, I would have just whoop.
Of course.
Evacuated.
And you would have, because they come up behind and they start beeping like crazy.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not like I left my car there. I was just sitting there.
That stinks.
Were your hazards on?
No, but I mean.
Probably wouldn't have made a difference.
It would not have made a difference, exactly. Learn my lesson, though.
That's what life's about. Well, it could be a game changer too, Mick. All right. That's going to do it for Guru and I. Guru, in all seriousness, we love you, buddy.
Oh, well, I'll love you too.
On 95.7 The Game. After that, we don't.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Happy Friday. Happy Payday Friday.
Oh, yeah, Grandy.
Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you today here on 95.7 The Game. And shout out to Goo, who we appreciate, who's walking out right now.
Goo Appreciation Day.
Have a good weekend, Goo.
Have a Goo weekend, Goo.
Maybe a better weekend than Ricky Pearsall, Dibs?
I feel sad that this is a thing, but, you know, you shouldn't be that shocked, because he had a little bit of a tweak, is what it was referred to, right, back in OTAs. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan basically said he would be good to go by training camp. And now camp for Ricky starts in 4 days.
Yep.
And he's on the physically unable to perform list. Wow. Troubling.
Yeah. So this was Kyle Shanahan during OTAs, which happened in late May. Shanahan speaking on May 29th, telling all of us about Ricky Pearsall's hamstring that he tweaked. And then there's a follow-up question mixed in here as well, and you will hear his answer to that. Shanahan on Pearsall, May 29th.
Ricky's been awesome, but Ricky has a tweaked hamstring, so I'll be surprised if he does anything in OTAs.
Be back for a minicamp or out?
I know he could be, But when you get, by the time you get to mini camp and there's just 2 days left in school, we probably won't just throw him out there. But he should be healthy by then.
Okay, so Kyle Shanahan saying, again, almost 2 months ago in late May, that Ricky has a tweaked hamstring. The follow-up was, will he be ready for mini camp? Not training camp, but the 2 days of mini camp. And Shanahan said he should be, but we probably won't play him anyway because it's only 2 days and not worth the risk. But he should be ready. And now, Dibs, we're getting set to enter training camp, and he's still not right from that tweaked hamstring. It's not a disaster because he could, again, come off this list, the physically unable to perform list, at any time in training camp. But the fact that he's not ready now when Shanahan suggested he should be ready for mini camp, I mean, this is troublesome. I'm worried.
I am too, and it's almost 2 months. It'll be 2 months from when you played that sound, when he actually tweaked, quote unquote. Yeah. And when you tweak your hamstring, that for me is about a 7 to 10 day thing where, you know, it's just a little bit of a twinge and you're going to rest it because when you rest it, it gets better. And now we're 2 months removed from the quote unquote tweak and he comes out on the PUP list. So either it was a tweak and it got worse through training and a re-injury. And we know from Herm Edwards joining us, his college coach, saying, yeah, you got to protect Ricky from Ricky. Maybe he went back at it and re-injured it. I don't know what the situation is, and I guess we'll find out on Tuesday when everybody reports and Kyle Shanahan ostensibly will speak.
Yeah, I don't know for sure when Shanahan will talk. It might be Tuesday. Maybe it's the first day of like actual practices, Wednesday, because if memory serves, when they show up, they're just reporting on Tuesday and there's no actual work that happens. But Shanahan might talk Tuesday or Wednesday. Regardless, he will be talking next week. And one of the first questions I can imagine will be about Ricky Pearsall. The other one will be about Juwan Jennings, would be my guess. But yeah, there's no way to spin this as good news. I want to pump the brakes in terms of this being disastrous. And this is not a nightmare, at least not just yet, because I think what most of us, when we hear PUP, the physically unable to perform list, we think, oh my God, he's going to miss 4 games. There are multiple PUP lists, and the one that he's on right now here in training camp in the preseason is entirely separate from the one that you put players on in the regular season, which causes them to miss at least 4 games. So this does not mean anything for his availability for week 1. But again, it's just the fact that that hamstring still is not right yet, when it should have been right like a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
That's what is scary about this, is that this is a guy who time and time and time again just has these nagging things that make his availability feel like a question mark almost 24/7.
And it's even made worse now by the fact that, you know, Brandon Ayuk is out and he likely will be on the real PUP list, and he probably will miss the first 4 weeks, maybe even a little bit more. I wonder when he reports next week, and he will report, I wonder what he's able to actually do. He'll probably be doing work on the side or maybe even behind closed doors as he continues to try to get ready for, I guess, October would be when I think Brandon Ayuk would most likely be able to get out there and play actual football. And you got Juwan Jennings, who has a contract situation that he's not thrilled about. So you start to look at your top three receivers, Ayuk and Pearsall and Jennings, and you've got out, camp, PUP, and not happy with his contract. What are we doing here, right?
That's scary.
Yeah.
And then your other receivers are unprovens who you hope are okay, but you don't even know if they're NFL quality.
And a guy who is probably looking at a 3-game suspension for a DUI, and that is the boilerplate NFL suspension number, and that's where, you know, you usually get the 3 games, and that's Robinson, right?
DeMarcus Robinson.
Yeah. From the Rams. He got pulled over and arrested for DUI in L.A., and he was going 100 miles an hour. That's usually something that, even as a first offense, the NFL is not going to just gloss over. So you start to move down the depth chart, and I know you're looking at it now. I can see your eyes scanning it. Like, who's left? You've got the rookie, Watkins.
So Jordan Watkins, the rookie. Jacob Cowing, second-year guy. DeMarcus Robinson, as you laid out. And then the others are Junior Bergen, Isaiah Nayor, Russell Gage.
You're making this up.
No, Tariq Owens, that's a name that we know.
Yep.
Isaiah Hodgins, and Malik Knowles.
Of those names...
Those are the wide receivers.
How many career catches do you think those people have?
Oh, Russell Gage definitely has some. Isaiah Hodgins has some. I would guess that the others don't.
Jacob Cowing maybe has a couple from last year.
Yeah, maybe a couple. I don't know. We're talking about less than 100. Well, Russell Gage is a veteran. He might have a good chunk, but none of these guys are special. There's no doubt.
Gage has 244.
Yeah.
And the last one's coming in 2022.
So it's been a while.
Right. I mean, that's two full seasons.
Combined catches last year for these guys, it's probably less than 25 for these combined
guys.
Maybe
even less than five.
Isaiah Hodgins last year had... Oh, he only had two catches last year. He had more in 2023. Jacob Cowing last year had four catches. So you six catches between those guys. Jordan Watkins is a rookie, so of course he had none last year. Isaiah Nayor, also a rookie, so he had none last year. Junior Bergen, a rookie, he had none last year. Tariq Owens, of course, none last year. Malik Knowles, none last year. So out of all of the other guys, other than the key guys that you just named, Dibs, that have issues surrounding them, and don't include DeMarcus Robinson either, Jacob Cowing and Isaiah Hodgins are the only players that had catches last year, and they combined for six.
I mean, wow, right? So you've got Ricky Pearsall, who is going to start camp on the PUP, and Ayuk is out, and, you know, Juwan Jennings, you would expect that the 49ers are going to resolve it, and maybe if you're Juwan now, you up your price a couple of notches because of all the things you just laid out, the lack of wide receiver depth that you really have. If you're Juwan Jennings and you want a new deal, not that you're happy about Ricky's tweaked hammy, but you think about that and it might help you in your negotiations.
It might. So the Niners did not just put Ricky Pearsall on the PUP list, and it's officially the active / physically unable to perform list. They put six players on that list. Brandon Ayuk as well, no surprise there. Ricky Pearsall, offensive lineman Andre Dillard, who's a reserve offensive lineman. Defensive lineman Yetur Gross-Matos, who, assuming that he's healthy, is going to see a good amount of action this year. Safety Malik Mustafa, who's coming off of his ACL injury, no surprise there as well. And then linebacker Curtis Robinson. Those are the six on the PUP list. There we go. Yes, the PUP list.
Yep.
Nice. Meanwhile, the following players have been placed on the active / non-football injury list, which is usually referred to as just the NFI, non-football injury list. That is offensive lineman Ben Bartsch and safety George Odom. Ben Bartsch likely going to play a pretty big role this year. Might start at left guard. We shall see if he's healthy, but he's currently on the non-football injury list as well. So there are some big, important names that are on these injury lists to begin the year. And if you're the 49ers, you've had a relatively drama-free offseason, and you want that to continue. But for me, what was the biggest derailer of the season last year for the Niners was the injuries, and you don't want this season to begin following what happened last year.
Last year, I think, was a lot of factors. And, you know, I heard Steiny, I think it was yesterday, citing the off-field drama, the offseason, as being the real reason why it got derailed. And I think that that's a little too simplistic. You look at injuries, and you had McCaffrey got hurt, Trent Williams got hurt. You didn't have Dre Greenlaw really for the entire year. So injuries were one factor. You also had the personal tragedies of Charvarius Ward and Trent Williams, which, you know, prevented them from being out there. And also, if you look at the year and you just say they were 6-11, that is factual, but there were three games that they absolutely should have and probably will win in normal years. And, you know, the Rams and the Seahawks and the Cardinals, three games that were right there for the winning. Yeah. If you win the games that you should have won there, you go 9-8 and we feel different about the year. But being 6-11 and having a last place schedule this year, it definitely kind of helps you as you move forward, but you have to be healthy and you have to be buttoned up in order to take advantage of that.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, injuries weren't the only thing that went wrong, but as we try to gauge, like, all right, reason number one why they went 6-11, for me, it's like a pretty clear one. It is the injuries. I mean, it's Trent, it's McCaffrey, it is Ayuk, obviously, early in the season, and then you had a bunch of players that were kind of, I mean, Dre Greenlaw, you didn't have him basically the whole year. He played a half.
You didn't have Pearsall for, what, five or six games after the gunshot?
That's not the only thing that went wrong and not the only thing that contributed to a disappointing season, but for me, that's like, that's public enemy number one, is just the health.
I would add in the fact that you had two coordinators that weren't very good.
That's a good point.
Special teams and defense, and I'm not trying to throw dirt on top of them being 6 feet under, but we said it at the time. And
Ryan Schneider and Nick Sorensen.
Neither of them are coordinators anymore with this team. So those were big issues.
Neither of them are coordinators at all.
No, not at all.
Well, and actually, Sorensen, I think, is a coordinator, but he's now a special teams coordinator for the Cowboys.
But not for the Niners. Yeah, he got that job.
Yeah.
All I know is that when you look at some of the unraveling of the team last year, injuries are going to happen. And yes, they had some injuries, and the year before they didn't really have any injuries. So maybe they were bitten by the bug more last year than you normally would. But I look at many other factors, starting with the defense, which we're used to it being a top five group in the NFL, and they were mediocre, if not subpar, last year. And the special teams was an absolute joke.
Yeah, absolutely. So the news that we're reacting to, if you missed it, the Niners have placed wide receiver Ricky Pearsall, among others, but the notable one is Ricky Pearsall, on the physically unable to perform list. This is not a good sign for him as he begins training camp on that list when we thought he would have been ready to compete at mini camp more than a month ago. But that is not the case. He's on the physically unable to perform list to begin training camp. We got more on the Niners that we are going to get to, including some best case, worst case scenarios for all of our Bay Area teams. Plus, with the Juwan situation still up in the air, just how important is Juwan to this Niners team this year? And does this news make you feel differently? We'll get to that later on today, but we also have the beginning of the second half of the Major League Baseball season. It is already underway. The Giants get underway in Toronto today at 4 o'clock. We got a lot to talk about with the Giants as well, and we will do that when we come back. Plus, we give away our final prize of our All-Star Week prize blowout this afternoon. We're giving one lucky listener a Giants prize pack that includes a Matt Chapman bobblehead presented by UCSF Health, a Giants puffer vest presented by Ghirardelli, and a Jung-Hoo Lee hooded shirt presented by Life Plus. Listen at 4:30 to learn how you can win. It's Willard and Dibs, Dibs and Grandy with you. Back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Willard and Dibs, Dibs and Grandy with you. Congrats to Mark Willard and Christy, who tied the knot yesterday. I don't know when they take off for their honeymoon, if it's happening today or whatever, but they'll be back. A little more than a week from now, coming up, not this coming Monday, but the Monday after. Willard will be back on these airwaves, but they officially said their I do's yesterday. Congratulations to the happy couple, and Dibs, we'll see them in a week and a half.
Yeah, pretty exciting, and, you know, get a chance to get out there and have a little honeymoon in a very fun locale. Don't want to give it away in case anybody happens to go there, and they may want to
stalk
the two of them. Yep, leave them alone, but it's a great time in your life to be able to tie the knot with somebody you love.
Yeah. Yeah, so congrats to those two. They definitely deserve it. Looking forward to seeing them in a little more than a week. Also, as a reminder, we're streaming live on YouTube. You can head there, youtube.com/957thegame, to watch us live. Subscribe to the channel for all our 95.7 The Game content, and make sure to hit that thumbs up button if you like the stream. You know what happens today, Dibs? The Giants back in action in Toronto. It is Verlander on the bump. You excited for the second half of Giants baseball?
Very excited. And, you know, it's a little bit less than an actual half of a second half. Yeah. But and that doesn't bug me.
Not technically, I guess.
Well, it bugs other people, I guess. And, you know, the halfway point was 81 games, and they've played 97. So can we still call it the second half? I think we can. And I'm excited because the team, I think, is in a good spot, obviously right in the mix in the wild card chase. And also, I looked earlier, and according to their opponents' records, they have the 22nd hardest schedule, which is to say they have a fairly easy schedule. Their opponents the rest of the way have a combined record of sub 500. So the schedule lines up well. The rotation's been great. The bullpen's been best in baseball. There's no reason why you shouldn't go out there and make the wild card.
Just to give you a taste of the schedule to begin this unofficial second half, Toronto for three, Atlanta in Atlanta for three. Then you have this really weird stretch of your schedule where you have the Mets and then the Pirates both at home, then the Mets and the Pirates both on the road. So you go Mets, Pirates, 12 games. Only against those two teams. Then you got the Nationals, the Padres, the Rays, the Padres again. You do have some tough teams that are coming up. But All in all, the rest of the season, they do have a relatively favorable schedule based on what some of these teams have done so far this season. But you mentioned it. They've played 97 games. They're 52-45, Dibs, 7 games over, 6 games behind the Dodgers for first in the NL West, a half game behind San Diego for second in the West, and also for that third and final wild card spot. So they're not currently in a postseason spot, but they're right there as close as anybody else. And Dibs, if we were to look at the standings and to gauge out how many wins it's likely going to take to get to the postseason, right now, an 88-win pace is the third wildcard team. That would mean the Giants would have to go 36-29 to close the season to finish 88-74, 14 games over 500, and at least as of right now, claim that third wildcard spot. And considering who they have on this roster, Dibs, that should be within reach. 7 games over 500, go 36-29 to get to 88 wins. That feels like that is totally realistic and within this team's reach.
It should be, and you know, if you can't get to 88, you can still potentially make it in as a wild card. And I'm looking at, you know, last year where you find out that you needed 89 got you a wild card, 93 got you a wild card, 89 got you a wild card. Yeah. So last year, 88 wasn't good enough, but in previous years before that, 85 was enough. Yeah. So I always look at 90 as kind of the safe zone. If you get to 90,
you're good.
You're going to be in with 3 wild card teams. You should absolutely be a team that's going to go ahead and punch your ticket to the postseason. But yeah, if you go 36-29, that's what you said, right? The record that they would need to get to 88.
Yep.
And I look at the opponents you have left, and the winning percentage of your opponents is 491. San Diego's opponents are 483. So a slightly easier schedule than you, but you play mainly the same teams as the Padres coming all the way down the stretch.
Yeah. So, okay, we both agree then that postseason, whether it's, you know, wild card spot 1, 2, or 3, postseason is a realistic goal for this team. So let me ask you this, Dibs. In order for the Giants to achieve their goals in the second half and go to the postseason, who has to be their MVP? Like blank, like fill in the blank. In order for the Giants to achieve their goals in the second half, blank has to be their MVP. And I've listed 5 different guys that I think should be in the running for that.
Okay.
I'm going to start at number 5, and you can give me your own list, and we can just argue back and forth. We can throw names out if you want. For me, one of the guys that has to be good in the second half for the Giants has got to be Jung-Hoo Lee.
Okay.
He comes in at number 5 for me. It's no coincidence, Dibs, that Jung-Hoo Lee, when he's been at his best, the Giants have been at their best. There have been some extenuating circumstances, too. Like, he has struggled, and so has almost everybody else, offensively at least, and that's why the team hasn't been as good maybe the last month and a half or so. But when Jung-Hoo Lee is hitting like 300 or even like 275 and above, and he's getting doubles every single night, and he's stealing a couple of bases, and he's playing a good center field defensively, this team and its lineup just feels a lot different. So Jung-Hoo Lee, if he were to play closer to what he was in April as opposed to what he's been in June and July, then I think this Giants team will be set up for a lot more success in the final few months of the season.
Okay, that's a fair case. I would not put him in my top 5 because I don't think that offensively you really need to rely on him, and defensively, even through his offensive struggles, he's still been mostly really good out in center field. And for me, there are other bats that I would look at as more important to get hot to make it into that spot. But I have my 5. You go ahead and give me your 5. And I don't have my 5 in any order, but
okay.
I'm just wondering how many of them are going to be duplicated. So keep going.
I'll go next. Number 4 for me, this actually isn't even a player, Dibs. This is Buster Posey.
Oh, look at you.
Posey's got to be on the ballot for the Giants as their MVP in the second half if they're going to achieve their goals. I think that this is a team that has a lot of talent, Dibs. And, you know, Rafi Devers, that already puts Buster Posey on this list. But they do have some holes. Whether it is starting pitching, whether it's a left-handed reliever, Eric Miller is currently shut down with left elbow issues. They're hoping it's not going to be Tommy John. There's no reason to believe it is going to be Tommy John yet. But when it comes to a pitcher's throwing elbow,
right,
you always kind of just assume the worst. Maybe he never pitches again for the Giants this year. Who the hell knows? Regardless, though, he's going to be out for weeks. if not months. So you need a left-handed reliever in the bullpen. I think catcher is a need, and I think outfield is still a need. And if Devers is never ready to play first base might also be a need. So I think the Giants, in order for them to truly, truly do what they set out to do to begin the season, they might need Buster Posey to make another move or two.
They might, and I'm just seeing this from Shayna Rubin of the Chronicle that Eric Miller will begin a throwing program tomorrow.
Oh, okay, so that's good news.
Yeah, and this came out just about 20 minutes ago. He was placed on the 15-day IL back on July 5th. He was projected to miss 5 weeks, but he's going to go ahead and start throwing again. And if the 5 weeks turns out to be the time, he'll be back in mid-August. But I like what you're saying about Buster. A starting pitcher is TBD. Tonight's a big start for Verlander, yes. I think. And if Verlander can just be good, if he can be your number four, because right now Landon Roop is your number three. If Verlander can be a solid number four starter, I don't think you need another starter, but the left-handed arm in the pen, I've been saying that all along. Even if Eric Miller comes back able to pitch, he is your only lefty. So I like that. I still wouldn't put Buster in my top five. I wasn't thinking about that in terms of this conversation, but I like the curveball you threw there with Buster Posey.
Try my best. So 888-957-9570. In order for the Giants to achieve their goals in the second half, and the goals that we've agreed is going to the playoffs, in order for the Giants to do that, who has to be on their MVP shortlist? And you can give us a call, shoot us a text, 888-957-9570, and let us know your answer. Number three for me, Dibs, this is when you get into probably the ones where we might have some overlap, at least the position as well, Hayden Birdsong. For me, I think you need one of either Birdsong or Verlander to become reliable and to become like a consistent either third or fourth guy, because you can survive if your fifth starter is a nobody and who really struggles, or maybe you go to a bullpen game every fifth day. You can survive that, but if you have four at least average and above arms, you're going to be in a really, really good position. And for the Giants, if you have three that are really, really good come the postseason, you get really, really hard to beat. So the way that I see it, you need one, at least one of Birdsong and Verlander to kind of figure it out reliably. And honestly, maybe I'm in the minority here. I feel like I am more willing to bet that Verlander would be a little more consistent going forward. So if I'm to maybe play this game a little bit and have some fun with it, I'm going to pick Birdsong to figure things out, because I also think that we might also see Verlander figure it out. So Hayden Birdsong, if he has a big second half, I don't think many of us are expecting that. Right. That gives this team another level, in my opinion.
And I like the way you're framing that, because I also don't think that it's going to happen. So I would actually put Verlander in my top five as far as most needed to be the MVP of the second half, because Hayden Birdsong, even if he pitches well, he's going to be getting up to his innings limit. If there is an innings limit, he might be there. And I would much rather see Verlander, a guy who's got, you know, MVPs and Cy Youngs and World Series and all the rest of the accolades that he has earned. I'd rather have him find it and get sharp. That way you get to October and you're not relying on a 23-year-old Hayden Birdsong. Yeah. So I actually have Verlander in my top five for many of the same reasons that you just laid out. But if Verlander can, over the final, what's he going to have, about 10 more starts this year, roughly? Maybe even more, 12 more starts. If he can find it and get into September and even October baseball and look more like the Verlander that we have expected, that for me becomes more powerful and more impactful than if Hayden Birdsong happens to bounce back.
Yeah, you've got, what, 65 games left?
Yeah, so it's basically 12 starts, right? 12 or 13, depending on how it falls.
And he's starting the first game of the second half, so maybe it would be more, but he also might not stay healthy the whole time.
Yep. And your number one and two are the same as my number one and two, and I wonder which one you have at number one and which one you have at number two.
I'm
guessing.
I don't know.
I'm guessing.
My number two is Robbie Ray. That one in your top two?
No.
Robbie Ray's been amazing, and he's an all-star. He has to continue to do that. In my opinion, I'm not saying I doubt that it's going to happen, but in order for the Giants to really continue who they've been as a pitching staff, it's not just you need either Verlander or Birdsong or Roop to continue. You need also Robbie Ray to continue pitching like an all-star, because you have one of the better 1-2 punches in baseball. And Logan Webb is not on my list right now, because I just have an incredible amount of faith that Logan Webb is going to do Logan Webb things, and he's going to how in the second half of the season have a 3 ERA or below, because that's what Logan Webb does. So Robbie Ray, for me, is number two on my list of he's got to be the MVP of the second half in order for the Giants to achieve what they want. Because when you have back-to-back Webb and Ray, or Ray and Webb, you just almost can win a series by default with those two guys at times. And if Robbie Ray continues pitching how he has in the first half, then this team will have that for an entire season's worth. And when you have that 1-2 punch for an entire season, it's hard to find ways for that kind of staff to miss the playoffs.
And you would imagine that when you have that 1-2 punch that you're going to win one of the two games at worst. I don't know if you're going to have them go back-to-back and lose both those games unless the offense just doesn't show up.
Which, and I guess is possible.
And
that's
why I didn't have either one in my top five, either Logan Webb or Robbie Ray, because I expect them to keep doing what they're doing. And, you know, we can talk about best case and worst case scenarios coming up, but if they continue to pitch as they have and as you would expect them to do, which, you know, right now you've got both with 9 wins, both under 3 in ERA, both with a whip of 1.17 or lower, they've both been so steady and so solid that I don't think that you need them to be any more valuable than they've already been.
Yeah, you're right. You just need it to continue. But this is also a guy in Robbie Ray who, he's no spring chicken, and he had Tommy John in his somewhat recent past. And I don't know, we talk about innings limits for Birdsong and for Roop and all those guys. Robbie Ray is approaching like kind of unprecedented numbers for him in terms of innings pitched before he had Tommy John. So not trying to will it into existence that he's going to struggle in the second half, but just pretend for a second, or imagine for a second, Dibs, that his second half ERA is like 4.4 instead of whatever, 2.65 in the first half. Like, suddenly the concern that we have for the Giants staff would like triple in my mind, because you're concerned about Verlander, you're concerned about Birdsong, maybe you have a slight doubt that Roop will be able to keep it up for the entire rest of the second half. But if that's the case for those three guys, you have question marks. You need your horses to be your horses. And if Robbie Ray is to even slip up a little bit, I don't know, then you have major, major questions on the pitching staff.
And that's for he and Logan Webb as well. And that's, you know, that is where, if you want to talk about worst case scenario, then Robbie Ray fatigues and he starts to give it up a little bit, and I don't even know about a Logan Webb regression, because he's been this pitcher for like 5 straight years. He's just so solid. So I don't think about either one of them as a variable. And again, if they do falter, one or both of them, if they really falter, well, then you're kind of dead in the water anyway. Yeah. Unless your number one on your list happens to get things going. Because he has to be number one. He's my number one.
Yes, I imagine we have the same guy here. And what we're doing is we're ranking MVP second halves for the Giants in terms of what they need from these guys in order to go to the postseason. So again, in order for the Giants to achieve their goals in the second half, who has to be their MVP? You can give us your list. We're naming 5 guys. Give us your 5. Give us your 1. Give us your 3. Whatever you want. 888-957-9570. My number one, Dibs, it's Rafi Devers.
Has to be.
It has to be Rafi Devers. He's hitting .200 as a Giant so far. The Giants are 11-14 in his 25 games as a Giant. He's had the issues with his back, and he hasn't been 100% healthy. And there's been all this debate and drama about, is he ever going to be ready to play first base? When's that coming? But the biggest issue, more than anything else, is his bat just has not turned into Rafi Devers' bat ever since he became a San Francisco Giant. We're talking about one of the better hitters across the entire league over the last like 6 seasons, and he has been not just average, far below average since becoming a Giant. If he turns into the normal Rafi Devers over the final 65 games, Dibs, this offense will reach another level. And in order to maybe make up for some of the concerns you have about the pitching staff that we just got done talking about, you're going to need your offense to step into a new gear. And in terms of guys who are underperforming offensively, there's no doubt the number one culprit right now is Rafi Devers.
Yes, and he is number one on my list. And again, I didn't really rank him 1 through 5, but as we were having this conversation earlier about who needs to be the Giants MVP in the quote second half, it is Rafi Devers. Yep. And you look at His year with Boston, 73 games. He had a WAR, wins above replacement, of 2.3. And each win above replacement is worth about $10 million a year in general. And with the Giants, he has a negative 0.1 wins above replacement.
So Rafi should be paying the Giants? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, about $100,000, basically. Or, you know, something like $1 million if it's 0.1. But the point is, in his small sample with the Giants, he's been a below replacement level player for the Giants as a DH, and that just can't be. And so you look at his numbers with Boston this year, 15 homers and an OPS of 905. With the Giants, in a third of the games, two home runs and an OPS of 656. So 250 points lower in the on-base plus slugging category.
Damn.
That is really, really bad. Now, the power numbers we know will go down, but the batting average from 272 to 202, down 70 points. And so it's a small sample, a new league, new home, new ballpark, new everything. And I'm going to give him grace and I'm going to give him time. But as we get into the second half, this is where you need to start making some headway, as does another guy in my top five.
Yeah, give it to me.
Willie Adames. Mm. And Willie is starting to show signs that he is getting closer to the player he was in Milwaukee. Yep. But as we look at this Giants team, the pitching has been amazing. The defense has been good. It's been, I think, average, maybe a slight bit above average.
He was really rough defensively the first like month and a half, but he has been better since.
Well, the team in general has been a little bit less than I was hoping.
Yep.
Elliot Ramos is sometimes an adventure out in left field. And,
he is.
You know, the first base, you've seen some mistakes at first.
If it's anybody but Dom Smith at first,
right?
You've got some
and
questions.
Encarnacion, who is unable to catch a thrown ball over at first. And so I think Adames defensively has been a lot better the past month.
Yes,
but
I agree.
Offensively, you need he endeavors to be a real 1-2 punch in that order, just in case you have a start from one of your pitchers that isn't great. Your offense should be able to make up for some of those deficiencies.
You're absolutely right that they need Adames as well to at least not be terrible, like be average at least, hit 250 the rest of the year or something like that, and drive the ball, maybe not only home runs, but lots of extra base hits. The reason why I left him off my list, and again, you can give us your list, 888-957-9570. In order for the Giants to achieve their goals in the second half, who has to be their MVP? The reason why Adames was not on my list was because I'm buying into what he's done over the last month. And he's hitting 300, essentially, over the course of the last month. And you highlighted the defense as well. He has been a whole lot better. And if we're like trying to circle players over the last month's worth of games, who has been the best Giant? Adames might be it, honestly. So I am buying into that, and I'm believing that he's going to keep that up. So if I could magically make him, if these guys on my list magically become MVP material, I'm kind of playing the game, and I'm expecting that to continue from Adames, so I don't necessarily need to add him onto my list, if that makes sense.
It does, and I guess I'm hoping that what he's done the past month is something that continues on into July, August, September, and beyond, and that absolutely needs to happen. This offense has to be more than four runs a game if they're going to compete against some of these bigger hitting teams. I mentioned Verlander is on my list, and you know, you and I talked about Birdsong versus Verlander. The other guy that I have on my list of must be MVP for this team to go somewhere is Camilo Doval.
Mm.
And he has been awesome at times, and he's been really, really scary at other times. And I think when you look at the back end of the bullpen, Randy Rodriguez, he's not ready to be your closer. He's still young in the game. He won't pitch on back-to-back days, and I don't think that he's ready for the high-leverage moments. And, you know, Doval at times has shown that maybe he's not ready, but he's your guy, and he's your closer, and he needs to be like he was 2 years ago when he was an all-star. If Doval can get back to that level of confidence and nastiness and be an absolute lights out, wipe out closer at the back end of the best bullpen in baseball, that's what you're going to need, especially when you get into the deep water in September.
It's so hard to get a read on Camilo when he's out there on the mound. It always seems like he's unsure of himself because he's so calm always, whether he's striking dudes out on three pitches or throwing eight straight balls. He kind of just always looks the same, which is a little like, I don't know if concerning is the right word, but he makes it hard for me to read what's going on in his head and if he's lost confidence or not, because he always kind of looks that way.
Yeah, and at times he falls too much in love, I think, with the slider, and he goes away from the fastball, which is ultimately his plus pitch. And I think sometimes he suffers from a lack of confidence in game and in inning where, you know, he just won't throw the fastball and he just tries to pinpoint the slider. And I don't think that that pitch is as effective for him as the heater.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. All right. 888-957-9570. In order for the Giants to achieve their second half goals and make the playoffs, who has to be their MVP in the second half? Some texts coming in. We'll get to those, plus some chats on YouTube. And if you want to weigh in, again, the text line, that is the Boxer and Gerson Working Injury Attorneys text line. And the phone line, same number, 888-957-9570. Always time for your calls and your texts. Time for a break. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibs, Dibs and Grandy with you. More next on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.